As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide makes simplicity a priority so financial professionals can help their clients achieve their retirement goals. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
This is Bloomberg Surveillance.
Title II says if a big bank gets into trouble, the people who put their money there, other than the insured deposit, you will expect to take losses.
OPEC has ceased to exist as an effective cartel. The action has shifted to American frackers.
There's a large amount of debt out there, and there's very little room in most countries, with the exception of China, for more fiscal stimulus.
Bloomberg Surveillance, your link to the world of economics, finance, and investment on Bloomberg Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Super Tuesday Nationwide. This is Bloomberg Surveillance. Good morning. Bloomberg 960, the Bay Area. Bloomberg 1200, Boston. Bloomberg 1130 in New York. And here in Washington, 99.1 FM, we say good morning to all of Washington and Baltimore. And on Sirius XM, Channel 119, across Canada and across America, it will be a most unusual day. I can't say enough about our plans for coverage here, led by Marty Shenker from Washington on government and economics today, leading up to, with all due respect, Mark Halpern and John Heilman. Look for that tonight, a special broadcast to make you smarter about what are presumed, and I mean presumed, landslides for Secretary Clinton and Mr. Trump. We'll see how that plays out, particularly in the great state of Texas. Right now, we need to do the great state of the foreign exchange market. The Forex Brief, brought to you by Interactive Brokers, winner of FX Week's 2015 award for the best retail Forex trading platform. Visit IB at IBKR.com/Forex. A churn to the markets. The euro, 108.75. The yen, 113.04 as well. Michael's got some news out as well.
Yeah, we have a headline crossing the Bloomberg Professional Terminal here. Honeywell is no longer going to pursue a combination with United Technologies. So they're giving up on that effort.
And that's an interesting backstory from our work with Michael Holland and Peter Arnett of Stern AG particularly. Both of them focused, Mike, on how the Honeywell board would react to the spirited effort to go back. Both were rather pessimistic about the immediate acquisition of Honeywell acquiring UTX.
Yes. It says Honeywell disagrees with UTX's characterization of the deal risk, but apparently United Technologies unwilling to negotiate, yeah, according to Honeywell, concerned about, I guess, antitrust or other possibilities.
We have no choice. We can't negotiate. We must go to David Wilson and look at the equity markets this morning. David, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. You're seeing an immediate reaction in the shares of both United Technologies and Honeywell to the news that these companies are no longer potential merger targets. United Technologies is down 4% in early trading, and Honeywell up about 3%. Fiat Chrysler's up 4%. The carmaker's U.S. sales rose 11.8% last month. That was faster than analysts expected. The average projection calling for growth of 9.2%. Sales figures from Ford Motor and General Motors are due later today, so the auto stocks will be worth watching. Shares of Macau casino owners are higher after the Chinese city said February revenue fell just 0.1%. That was actually the best performance in 21 months. Analysts expected a drop of 2% on average. So you've got Las Vegas Sands higher by 2%, MGM Resorts up 2.5%, Wynn Resorts up 3%, and Melco Crown also about 3% higher in early trading. Medtronic down 4.5%. The medical device maker's earnings failed to beat the average estimate in a Bloomberg survey for the first time in five quarters. Medtronic's revenue trailed analysts' average projections as well. Marathon Oil down down 4.5%. The energy producer raised $1.1 billion by selling 145 million shares, equivalent to an 18% stake. Marathon following the lead of Devon Energy, Hess, and other oil and gas producers by going to the stock market for cash.
Couple more, please.
Sure. Intercontinental Exchange down 1%. The owner of the New York Stock Exchange is exploring an offer for the London Stock Exchange, which is in merger talks with Deutsche Börse. ICE confirmed a report from Bloomberg News yesterday about the deliberations. And why not Sun Edison, down 26%. The solar plant developer delayed its annual report to U.S. regulators. Sun Edison attributed the postponement to a probe into accusations of financial wrongdoing made by former executives as well as current and former employees.
David Wilson, thank you so much. We digress now from our political economics of the morning to talk Fed and monetary policy. 35 years ago, he was in the sub basement of the Fed with the wages, prices, and productivity section of the Division of Research. This means he's the only guy we know, Mike, who won't blather on about the dots.
Well, they remodeled the building. He got to move up a little
bit. David Stockton knows the machinery of our Federal Reserve System.
He ended up as director of the Division of Research and Statistics at the Board of Governors. It now works for the Peterson Institute. You would have put together helped put together and present the Teal Book, the Fed's compilation of how things are going in the economy and the markets, along with various possible monetary policy options that they go over at every meeting. So give us a Teal Book look at the economy right now, particularly the idea that the markets are seeing something that we're not seeing in the data.
So I think obviously that is the key question that the Fed is going to be struggling with at this point. You know, I think the issue is the tension between the relatively well-maintained growth in employment and improvements in the labor market, which look now to be pretty broad-based. And while there was some weakening of the economy in the fourth quarter, things look like they're bouncing back to a 2% range here in the current quarter. I think the Fed is going to be both concerned about the consequences of the financial tightening that's taken place since their December meeting, but not necessarily yet buying into a story that we, in fact, have gone over the edge and that we're facing some serious downside risks.
Well, the markets seem to have price something like that in. Can they be a self-fulfilling prophecy?
It can be. And in some sense, I think you could take a look at President Dudley's comments yesterday in China, where he indicated that if these factors, if this recent tightening is going to persist, he would be marking down his forecast even more than he already has. So I think there can be some self-fulfilling prophecy. On the other hand, if some of the downside risks that have currently been built into financial market expectations and financial market prices prove to have been too pessimistic, then in fact we could see some brightening in the financial conditions that would be reinforced by improving economic data. And in fact that would put the Fed back on a path of its gradual tightening.
The word we're using a lot is uncertainty. Chairman Greenspan used the word. Vice Chairman Fisher recently used the word. You're the king of degrees of confidence. Do you have confidence in our guesstimate of our uncertainty?
So that's a good question. You know, I try to avoid always saying now is more uncertain than it's ever been before.
Thank
because
you.
Economists are almost always saying that.
Yes.
But in this case, it might actually be true. I think we're facing a broader range of uncertainties, not just economic uncertainties and not just economic uncertainties abroad, but also geopolitical uncertainties that we see, the geopolitical uncertainties in Europe, in Asia, in the Middle East. I think all of that is weighing on certainly business sentiment, less so on consumer sentiment, which remains relatively well maintained. But I do think businesses in particular, you could see it in the investment data themselves, just very reluctant to commit to large-scale capital expenditures at this point, given the uncertainties that they're facing.
Yeah, Mike, we heard that from Chairman Greenspan.
Yeah. Well, you are also the chief macroeconomist at L.H. Meyer, Larry Meyer's firm. When you talk to clients, what is it that they're afraid of? Why are they holding back? What needs to change for them to start investing?
So I think a couple of things. One would be some clarification, certainly on the geopolitical front, that there aren't any major breaks here that would cause some significant problems. And, of course, those have been reinforced recently by the migrants in Europe. But I think in addition to that, there is a general sense that concern that, in fact, China is weakening more than people currently anticipate, and that that could have major spillovers to the global economy. And I think they right now are reluctant in that environment with the downside risks that might be associated with not just for China but spillovers to emerging markets and then feedback in terms of our own financial markets.
In the time that we got left with you, you work with Lawrence Meyer, the former governor. His wonderful book, A Term at the Fed, I tell every kid to read. It was a time of a different communication. Is there too much communication now in your world of the Fed?
So I would say there's not necessarily too much in quantity. I think communication is always good. But unfortunately, in terms of the quality of that communication, I think has suffered some. I do think the Fed is not sort of bringing – I think communication could be reinforcing a sense of where the uncertainties were. But instead, we have many different speakers to the Fed that are, I think, perhaps increasing the uncertainty about the outlook for policy, then reducing it, or at least highlighting where the uncertainties are going to be.
Well, we want to continue this discussion with you. David Stockton with us with the Peterson Institute for International Economics and also with L.H. Meyer and his, to the direct and esteemed analysis of the American economy. Futures up 13, Dow futures up 87 this morning. A quiescent tape. Maybe that's because politics is front and center. I promise we're going to talk to David Stockton. I don't think we'll get into America's politics. Can you somehow get Super Tuesday into it, Mike?
There's a challenge.
There's a challenge. We'll get politics into our discussion with David Stockton. Again, futures up 13.
All right, let's check in with Michael Barr now and get the latest world and national headlines. Michael.
Mike, Tom, thank you very much. Today, voters in several states are heading to the polls to vote in primaries for Super Tuesday. Democrat Bernie Sanders already has voted in his hometown of Burlington, Vermont, saying if voter turnout is high, we are going to do well. Frontrunner Donald Trump says it is the media that keeps controversy going, involving former KKK leader David Duke, who has told people to support Trump. Trump says he has disavowed Duke several times. Bloomberg will have nonstop Super Tuesday coverage throughout the night, starting with a special edition of With All Due Respect, starting at 5 p.m. Wall Street time. The United States has asked the U.N. Security Council to schedule a vote today on a resolution that would set new sanctions against North Korea. It's in response to Pyongyang's latest nuclear test. President Obama will meet later today with Republican Senate leaders who have vowed to block his nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. Global news, 24 hours a day. I'm Michael Barr. Mike, Tom?
Michael Barr, thanks so much. Futures up 13, Dow futures up 91. This Super Tuesday from Washington, Bloomberg Surveillance.
Market Driver is brought to you by your Mercedes-Benz Tri-State dealer. No matter what the weather, Mercedes-Benz 4MATIC all-wheel drive brings peace of mind and driving confidence. Visit your Mercedes-Benz Tri-State dealer for a test drive today.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.